This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Funeral services for George Floyd are today in Houston. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Weeks and a day after his death in Minneapolis that triggered protests across the nation, final services for George Floyd are today in Houston. Floyd's funeral will be followed by burial at the Houston Memorial Garden Cemetery, where Floyd will be laid to rest next to his mother, Larsenia Floyd. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who met with Floyd's family Monday, will offer a video message for the funeral service. An estimated 6,000 people attended a public service Monday. Monday night, the Jack Yates National Alumni Association held a candlelight vigil for Floyd, who was in the class of 1993.
Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee on George Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes before the African-American man died, said very little as he appeared in a court in Minneapolis for the first time since being arrested and criminally charged. During the court hearing in which Chauvin appeared on closed-circuit television, the ex-officer who has been fired and arrested after Floyd's death was given a $1 million bail with conditions. Chauvin's attorney, Eric Nelson, did not contest the bail. Chauvin's next appearance is set for June the 29th. Three other former police officers who were also involved in Floyd's death have also been fired and jailed. Congressional Democrats are proposing a far-reaching overhaul of America's police procedures and accountability. The Justice and Policing Act is a sweeping legislative response to the mass protests denouncing the deaths of Black Americans in the hands of law enforcement. President Donald Trump is conflating it with outside efforts to abolish the police and says the Democrats have gone crazy. The Justice and Policing Act would revamp legal protections for the police and create a national database of excessive force episodes. This is VOA News. Riot police officers charged at thousands of protesters who defied a police ban to mark the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement on Tuesday night in Hong Kong. People began gathering at the downtown garden in the business district of Central in the early evening. Some held up banners saying Hong Kong independence and shouting slogans. Dozens of riot police descended on them and conducted body searches on many. They ordered crowds to leave, saying they were taking part in an unapproved gathering and would arrest them if they did not abide. A man who swore at police officers was swiftly detained while crowds chanted anti-police slogans. North Korea has demonstrated that it's cutting off all communication channels with South Korea. North Korea has been escalating pressure against the South for failing to stop activists from floating anti-Pyongyang leaflets across their tense border. Relations between the Koreas have been strained during the prolonged deadlock in broader nuclear diplomacy between Pyongyang and Washington. North Korea is frustrated that Seoul hasn't done more to distance itself from Washington and restore joint economic projects now held up by U.S.-led sanctions. The North said cutting off communication lines is the first step to shutting down all means of contact with Seoul and to get rid of unnecessary things. Nearly 407,000 people have died from the deadly COVID-19 virus globally. That figure is more than 111,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections worldwide is more than 7.1 million and more than 1.9 million in the U.S. As coronavirus cases continue to rise in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro residents slowly return to their famous beaches to enjoy the sun and sea after social distancing protocols were relaxed. Now, Brazil is currently reporting only second to the United States in reported coronavirus cases and third in the number of deaths. Their president, Jair Bolsonaro, has played down the gravity of the epidemic and criticized lockdowns for paralyzing the economy. U.S. prosecutors and attorneys for Prince Andrew are sniping at one another across the Atlantic over the royals' failure to participate in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking probe. Tropical depression Cristobal could soon renew its strength by merging with another storm system to form a large cyclone. After drenching much of the South, forecasters now expect the storm to bring fierce winds and heavy rain to much of the Midwest by the end of Tuesday. Forecasters say significant river flooding is possible. For more on this, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.